Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for the sign and the symbol that baptism is. We thank you, Lord, for the sign of new life in Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that it speaks of dying and being born again. We thank you, Lord, for the sign of being cleansed and bathed in you. Lord, we thank you for these things. And as we move forward this evening, Lord, I pray for you to speak to us and that your hand to be on us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ryan, come and join me. It's our kind of tradition as a church to ask the people to get baptised to say a little bit about, you know, who they are and where they've come. It's a bit tall for me. I thought you should have gone there last time I've been. Okay. So this is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hi.
See? The with you. See? Tell us a bit about yourself. A little bit about, you know, where you come from and... You know, you're from down south, aren't you? Isn't you? Hold that there. Hold that there. Just speak a word. Right, Tom? We'll get that for one sentence. Just tell us about what you're doing.
I live in a old village, originally from ways ago.
I was going to say, well, you are, we're not agreeing those things. You know. We're going to use this microphone without us, just too quiet, and I'll hold it from you. Tell us, why are you getting baptized? That's a good question, isn't it?
Just sort of a better way of living, to be fair. I went away, went to jail, about 9 months in jail a few years ago, and I just started going to church while I was in jail, and I just wanted to change my life around, take me stop away from people that was knocking about doing that, so I just went back to the way of living, seeing Jesus and that.
So you start going to church in prison?
Yeah.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah. Captive audience. You can't make the church then, can you? John, how are you on?
I used to be a boxer. I used to box, and that seriously. I was back from the old age, and then once I went to jail, I thought, man, what the fuck did I change? The only way I've done it is to find Jesus while I was in jail.
Yeah. So you found Jesus while you're in jail. So when you're coming out and getting back into life, what happens? What happens if you kind of bring it at this point?
And just, as I say, I was just not going to help with the wrong people and all that. And once I had a 3-year-old baby girl, once I had a little baby girl, I just changed my life around. I just wanted to take myself away from it. You know, keep being violent. Sort of different way of life.
You met John, didn't you?
Oh, John, but yeah. Only for John, he brought me to the church. So he's my mate John, and I always used to see him in the road by ours, and we always just stop and talk. And I weren't really that much into the church at the time, but then only through John as well, he got me into it more and more, and so I thank John as well.
So he's kind of challenged you a lot, hasn't he?
I go to the meetings, I've had the meetings with John, and so he pushed me and pushed me more.
So we blame John, can
we? We blame
John. So, your decision, you want to live for Jesus?
Oh, yeah. That's not my decision, but John, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we know that he was going to that time at the time.
Yeah.
But he always used to speak to me, he always used to just think of him. Depending on the day, just knocking on the doors, and then.
Yeah. So, how can, in the days to come, how can we pray for you?
Sorry.
In the days to come, so from now on, what things can we pray for you? What do you need to share the family with
your God and with your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Give a round of applause. Just before we get change our shorts for your life, don't you want to change clothes? You know, I suddenly had a horrible feeling. I hadn't got to change clothes. And we're going to want to see somebody can get wet. But he's ahead of the game, isn't he? It's funny, we had a baptism a few weeks ago, and I spoke on this verse because it was my favourite verse when the person was getting baptised, Chris. And then as I was thinking about Ryan this week, it wouldn't leave me alone. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old is gone, and the new is here. And I just thought I'd spend 5 minutes thinking about that newness. In the New Testament, people get baptized, and through history, people got baptized at all sorts of times. And if you've been to a church where they baptized babies, I have to tell you, you don't actually find that in the Bible. But you do find this grown-up getting absolutely soaked baptism in the Bible, which is why we do it. And it's this idea of this full immersion, soaking, because something new is going on. In the Acts of the Apostles in the Bible, there's an encounter. Philip has this encounter with an Ethiopian. And the Ethiopian is, he's riding along, but it was quite a while ago, so he's riding along, and he meets Philip, he's reading a bit of the Old Testament, reading some of Isaiah. And Philip says, do you understand what you're reading? And the guy says he doesn't. So Philip says, this is what you are reading. Jesus was spoken about of old, that he would live, that he would die, that he'd be raised again. If you put your trust in him, you can have a new name. And this guy says, well, what do I need to do? He says, well, you need to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised him from the dead, and you need to get baptized. And they find some water, and immediately he's baptized. I've been a pastor for 15 years, and I've baptized lots of people, but Ryan is unique. I have never been hassled so much by anybody. Pastor Nick, where can I get baptized? So a few weeks ago, we had a baptism service. He's on holiday in Turkey. He's gone home. I think I should cancel. No, don't cancel your holiday. We'll open the pool again. When will it be? Hassle on me. He's like the Ethiopian eunuch. Let's move on quickly. He's not African, Adam. But anyway, moving on quickly. He's quite a new Christian, but he wants to follow Jesus. He wants this new name, this name Disciple, this name Christian. And that name affects you, doesn't it? Because when you tell people you're a follower of Jesus, when you tell them that you're a Christian, they expect you to live in a certain way and behave in a certain way. Ryan's doing it to himself on purpose. He wants his mates to know, this is what I'm doing. He gets a new family. I've met his family, they're great, but he gets a big family. In fact, if you want some curtains putting up and blinds putting up, his sister's fantastic at that. I was with him in a week, he was doing a great job. But we, this new family, aren't we? Extended, I better say. Mumsy, I don't want to get, stick on the back of the head sort of thing. But an extended family. And it's our job to encourage him and to help him and to challenge him and just say, come on, Ryan, you can do this. Because he's under new ownership. And baptism is about obedience. I've thought often about why Jesus got baptized. So Jesus goes to the Jordan. And John the Baptist is baptizing people. And yet John actually says to Jesus, I can't do that, I can't do this to you. And Jesus says, yeah, this is important. Because he's actually saying to us who follow him, will you follow me in this? It's obedience. Will you follow Jesus in this? He says, believe and be baptized. What don't we understand about that? It's new ownership. And it's a new way of life. And if you have Ryan likes a cup of coffee. And he likes a conversation, he's a good talker. And if you want to take him out for a cup of coffee and have a chat to him, he'll tell you about his life. And he's had some interesting stuff happen to him in his life. But as he said from the stage, he wants this new way of life. He wants to follow Jesus. And that is an incredible thing, isn't it? And lots of us in this room, we've walked that road, haven't we? And we say, you know what, I want to follow Jesus. And sometimes what puts us off getting baptized is because we think, I can't do it. Well, that's right. You can't do it. But through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the encouragement of the saints of God, you will do it. Amen. You will do it. So we want to walk with you, Ryan. We want to bless you. We want to see that God is for you and not against you. For your family, for your children and your children's children. You know, it's a great day, this day. And we bless God for you. And thank God that you are here. So let's pray together. The team will come and sing to us again, and then we'll go into sing with us again, I should say. And we'll go into the other room and baptize Ryan. Lord God, we thank you for the new life that you promise us in Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you say, come, all you who are weary and downtrodden and heavy laden, and I will give you peace. We thank you, Lord, that you offer us a new life. And Lord, I pray there this evening that as Ryan takes a step of obedience in baptism, that in the weeks ahead, Lord, that he would just know your presence with him. Lord, I pray for the things in his life that he wants to see change, that you would change. Lord, I pray that you just do him good. That your hand would be on it. And Lord, I want to thank you especially for John and for his mum and dad, for other friends who've influenced him and encouraged him. Lord, I pray that, I just thank you, Lord, that we have that power with people to do them good, to speak life into their lives. And we thank you for that chaplaincy team in the prison. And we thank you that, that so often the people who influence us don't ever know about it. But Lord, we give you praise for it. Thank you, Lord. In your name. Amen.